Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. What I've noticed, my friends, over the last couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months now, is that the market has turned around. We predicted it for a year and a half to 2 years that it was going to go in that direction, that with rates rising, cap rates would eventually have to rise also, and that the prices would come down because cap rates and prices are inverse of each other if you don't know how this works. So the bottom line is that although we've been making a killing on single family for the last 2 years, we're now starting to see people back in the multifamily market. It's starting to open up again. The deals are crossing my desk at incredibly fast rates. And so I've started bringing you people live. This would be the third one this week that I've brought to you that have done a deal just recently. So I want you to see that this stuff is happening again, that it's available out there, and that if you've been waiting to get back into multifamily to where you could get in as either a lead investor or an independent owner by yourself, owning your own property, or as a passive, it's back to that point in time where these deals are making sense again and they're starting to look good. So today I brought in another one of my members here out of Houston area. This is Scott Mackey. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Del. Good to be here.
Scott, let's talk about you just a little bit before. You had an interesting job before you decided to go into real estate. Tell us what it is and why you decided you need to look into something else.
Yeah. So I was actually in corporate America for just about 20 years, and I always worked for banks as a loan officer. And, you know, it was a good stable job with benefits. I like to say it was a good life, right? And it was well paying, good benefits. But it was volatile. The last 15 years in banking, I focused on oil and gas companies. And as many people know, it's a pretty volatile industry with high highs and low lows. So I'd gone through a layoff in 2017, and I knew that, I needed to figure out some sort of a kind of a plan B. And my wife and I had owned single family properties before, so we had a little bit of exposure to real estate, and we knew it was a good kind of long-term vehicle to build wealth. I just never really imagined that it could be, a full-time business for me. But once I went through that layoff, I realized, I got to figure something else out. So that led me to Lifestyles. But like I said, we had already had a little bit of real estate exposure in the previous years, but what I was looking to do is kind of build it over the long run. That's what ultimately led me to Lifestyles.
How did you find us, Scott?
I first of all, I Google searched, real estate syndicator mentorship. And then I had a buddy of mine from my church who I was telling him, what I had planned to do. And he said, I know a guy who does that. And that led me to another gentleman by the name of John Whitaker, who's another member of LU. And he and I talked for a few hours, and that led me to the weekend seminar that Dave Fisher taught, and that the rest is kind of history.
Okay, so doesn't sound like there's a whole lot of skeptic in your voice. Coming out of the financial services industry, I wondered, what would give you confidence that we actually were not a something-for-nothing midnight madness, seminar type of deal, that this was a real thing. But I guess talking to John Whitaker would probably do that because he's, quite a bit of a experience in what we do. So let's move on to the two-day. When people come to the two-day, Scott, there's inflection points. It's like, I'm here, I'm listening, but I haven't bought in yet. And then something happens, something hits, and I call it the aha moment. Do you remember having an aha moment while you were at the two-day at all?
Yeah, it was midway through. you know, the numbers come at you pretty fast. You know, I consider myself reasonably good with numbers, but you know, the real estate numbers, once it gets to the syndicated multifamily level, it's a kind of a different ball game. But the more I took it in, and the other thing is, I talked to a lot of people that were in the room, and there were some other leads, experienced leads in the room as well. So the light bulb went off kind of midway through the weekend seminar after I talked to a lot of folks and really worked through a lot of the examples that David was talking through. So I'd say it was about halfway through. Of course, at the end of the weekend, I tried to I tried to negotiate, you know, a real good deal. And he said, you know, this is it. This is what you sign up for. And, you know, I knew then, it's like, if you don't take action, you're probably going to be sitting there for, you know, the next 5 years. You really got to you got to take action.
Well, you know, we are only an education and mentoring program. We, you know, it's one of those things where you are going to have to use the material to make it work. So you do have to commit to something like that. But you did, and you decided to go multifamily right away. You'd done single family with the wife before. What attracted you to multifamily?
It's really the your money moves a lot faster. And by that, I mean, you're able to, with syndicated investments, you're able to leverage, you know, other investments. Rather than, you know, committing all the equity capital up front, you're pooling the capital with other investors who are willing to throw in on a deal. And it basically magnifies your purchasing power. And then you're also able to get bank loans and agency loans that allow you to, again, magnify your purchasing power to get larger properties. So for me, you know, my view is like scale is really kind of what gets you to that next level. And so scale is where it's at, for me, and, you know, getting there, multifamily just felt like, okay, that was the vehicle. The biggest single family property I had was a fourplex, and I had that for 5 years, and I made the same amount of return percentage wise as I did on a 32 unit multifamily property in a year and a half. So your money just moves faster. That's kind of what it comes down to for me.
So when you came out of the 2-day, were you at that point already convinced you were going to be a lead investor, or did that take a while?
No. I knew I wanted to go straight to lead because I had already banked my last bonus and left my job. So it was kind of like, all right, off the cliff, this better work. And you know, some people might consider that a little reckless, but my wife and I, we discussed this thoroughly, and you know, we had built up a good amount of savings over a few years, and we give ourselves a pretty long runway to figure out if this could actually work. Excuse me. So I'd already left corporate America, and I knew other people that were doing this, that were doing it successfully. And I thought, okay, well, I'm pretty confident. You know, I think I can do it too. I just need to get the right set of education and make the right contacts and plug into the right network. So I had already made that decision. I was going to do this. So this better work.
Where I come from, we call that the burn the ships.
Burn the ships.
Burn the ships, man. We're not going back. We got to win. That's all there is. There's only one way to go, and that's forward. So that worked out for you. You did this 32-unit apartment complex right in the beginning of COVID, which means that everything's being closed down. You can't evict tenants. I mean, every kind of curveball that could be thrown at you out there was thrown during that 2-year period of time, and yet you came out of this thing on a profitability that's very, in my mind, very reasonable on this. So let's talk about, first of all, what did you pay for this thing? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was 32 units, paid about $1.2 million, so we were just under 40 a door. Now, this was up in Huntsville, Texas, about an hour north of Houston, so, you know, secondary market.
So you bought it for $1.2 million. Your cash flow here shows out to be 11.9%, which is phenomenal cash flow. What did you sell this thing for?
So we sold it for $2.46 million. So, yeah, we bought it for 1.2, put 600 in, and sold it for just under 2.5. So a pretty good exit. And again, we only had it for a little over a year and a half.
This is a quite interesting here because it's quite a large number. So how much total out-of-pocket did you guys? I'm just trying to come up with the rate of return on this thing because it's such a good deal.
Yeah. So $750 was the actual equity out-of-pocket. The bank loan was almost 1.1. So our basis was, call it 1.9 with closing costs. So 2.5 million minus 1.9. So it was, I think it was about a total return. It was about an 80% total return.
Gotcha.
But then annualized, it was about 50% because we were in it for about 1.5 years.
Okay. So you got a good one under your belt. You did well on the first deal. That's got to give you some confidence, especially coming out of COVID, right? I mean, that's got to be a pretty scary thing to do. You and the wife were decided this is going to be your career. What's the next step at this point?
Yeah, so the next step at this point, I assume you're talking after the sale, right? Yeah, so we sold it in May of 2022, and we immediately started thinking, okay, you know, that was a good one. Let's go big. You know, let's get something, you know, 75 to 100 units. And we kept looking, underwriting, offering. And, you know, rates just kept going up, and sellers pulled back to the sidelines, and the market just kind of, you know, chilled out, and there weren't a lot of transactions going on. So even though we were underwriting and making offers, we just felt like, you know, we weren't getting any traction. So rather than, you know, make crazy offers, we just thought, okay, why don't we just be patient? Let's wait. You know, we made a good profit on the first one. We don't need to be in a rush to deploy it. Let's just be patient and wait for the right deal, not just, you know, the next deal. So, for the next several months, we just kept looking, researching, offering, but nothing came. No offers were accepted.
So, you know, it's interesting, Scott. I was mentoring a guy the other day who told me the same story. I've been looking for 18 months, 24 months, whatever it's been. I haven't found anything that made any sense. Well, I said, well, maybe you're the smart person. I said, maybe the people that went and tried to make these deals happen that really shouldn't happen with ridiculous financing packages that really don't work, maybe they were the ones that weren't that smart because now they're losing money and you're not. And I said, maybe just not losing money is a smart thing. Rule one, don't lose money. So coming out of that and waiting, I have to give you massive accolades because when you underwrote those deals, they didn't make any sense. And by the way, that's why I ask you to come on with us again, is because there was an end to that. And you nailed it, and I want everybody to understand this. As the prices started going down, the sellers go, this is a blip. It'd come back. The interest rates would go back down, whatever. But it didn't. And even though the prices were now 30 to 40% below what they were back in 2022, sellers were like, well, I can't afford to sell there. I'm not going to sell there. You know, the Fed will put the interest rates back down and whatever. And so there was a disconnect between what stuff was really worth now and what they thought it was worth because they had bought at the peak of the market. But that has started to change. In other words, sellers have realized now from 2022 to 2024, hey, it's not, the prices aren't slamming back up again. Interest rates are not slamming back down again. And really what we have is a correction. So here you have this deal that you find now. And that's really why I asked you to come on. And we're going to spend the next two segments here of the radio show going over this fact that you saw the market change. And when you saw the market change, you saw something fall out and you jumped on it. And that's what's happening across the board, people. Everywhere I turn, there's a deal here that falls out, a deal there that falls out. And when I mean falls out, the seller gives in. And when the seller gives in because their financing ended, or in this particular case, they just got tired, somebody's there to jump on it. We'll take a short break. Be right back with Scott Mackey and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Want to retire in 5 years or less? You can do it. Want to build wealth impacting your family for generations? Del Walmsley and his Lifestyles Unlimited team are educating folks just like you how to become real estate retired, even winning awards like Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
Well, we purchased it for $8.275, and it's worth $19 million now.
Wait, whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
With over 33 years teaching real people the roadmap to real estate retiring, we want to meet you. Join Lifestyles Unlimited with this introductory offer. 2 years for $297. The Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Program. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join and learn with Lifestyles Unlimited at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com, code 2024.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at LifestylesUnlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today is Scott Mackey out of Houston, Texas. And Scott has been kind enough to come in and share his story about how the marketplace has changed after he has, you know, finished one deal back in 2022, completed a deal, sold it, went through the whole process, looking for another deal, and couldn't find one for a good reason. The deals didn't make any sense. The prices were too high. The interest rates were going against the deals. Everything that could go wrong was going wrong. And the smart money was on the sidelines for about 18 months. So let's talk, Scott, how you ran into this and how it felt that, wow, there's something happening again. Can you share that with us for everybody out there to get a feel for how this thing has changed?
Sure. Yeah, before this deal even came up, there were a couple of previous deals that we had offered on that were refused, but the brokers started coming back a few months after the initial offers and saying, hey, is your offer still good? And so that's when we started sensing that, yeah, the market's definitely, sellers are getting religion here. So, we had already moved on. No longer interested in those previous deals because they, didn't make sense then. And at the newer valuations that the brokers were asking, they still didn't make sense. So we saw the market starting to fall. And then this new deal that we just closed did come in around, I want to say late November last year, 2023. And it was below our target unit size. Our previous deal was 32 units. We were trying to scale up to, something around 75 to 100. This deal is actually 24 units, but it's in a really, really, really good location in a submarket called Spring Branch here in Houston. And the broker that brought it to me, said, hey, I know this is a little bit below your strike zone, but just take a look. And I went out and drove it, and instantly I knew, okay, look, this is a great location. If the numbers make sense at the price I'm willing to offer and the seller accepts, I think, this is going to be a real good one. So we made our offer, and to my surprise, the seller accepted, but the circumstances were a little unique here. It's a mom and pop owner that had the property for about 17 years, tons of deferred maintenance, and I think they had just decided, it's time to let it go. They didn't want to manage it anymore. So there was a little bit of luck there, but I think, again, as a reflection of kind of where the market is, the offers they were getting, they got the clear picture that, yeah, this is where the market is now. And if you want to transact, you have to come down to where the buyers are making offers. So it's kind of how we got into it. We just closed it in mid-February. So we were in contract early December and closed in mid-February. So we've had it for about 6 weeks now.
Operators like yourself, you should have a heyday in this market.
Well, let's hope. there are going to be untold benefits from this deal. And I agree. I mean, a lot of, during the peak or the run up to the peak, a lot of people just got got in at, you know, betting that there would be a greater fool out there to buy it at a higher price. And, you know, that's really not how we operate. We actually fix things. That's operations is actually one piece of the puzzle that we really try to focus hard on.
What were the things that had to be done? Yes, because health and safety demands, city was going to be on you if you didn't do it, insurance company be on you if you didn't do it. And then what were the things that had to be done just to protect the building, you know, the roofs, the foundation, plumbing, that kind of stuff? Share with us what you had to do.
Yes. So thankfully, we've been through this before on our first 1965 property. So we knew we had a good idea. And in our diligence period in contract, we found that the roofs were in pretty poor condition. They've just been patched over the years. So there were a few leaks. So first thing we're doing is we're going to go back in and resurface. We're going to fix all the wood rot and damage on those in the substrate on the flat roofs. And then we're going to go over with the new TPO. That's the white overlay. So we're going to do all that. We're also replacing all of the old exterior breaker boxes. They're original Federal Pacific boxes. And it's very, very difficult to find an insurance company that's going to write policies for 60s and 70s properties that have the FPE boxes. So we're replacing those as we speak. In terms of other, you know, life safety issues, I'd put in the category of safety is we're adding a lot more lighting to the courtyard and to the exterior covered parking structures, just to, you know, give that appearance of safety at night. You know, putting more, you know, better lighting around those darker areas. We're also upgrading the locks and the door handles on the exterior gates, and we're gonna apply for a Houston Police Department Blue Star certification, which again, that's a prominent sign you can put up there, and it gives the residents a feeling of comfort and security, knowing that, you know, we've done these upgrades, we're registered with the police department, and you know, we're doing everything we possibly can to create a secure environment for them.
Yeah, the Blue Star program is a good program, and it gives you an outline as to what to do to make your place safer as best you can. Let's talk now in the last moments here. What were the and what are the upgrades you think you're going to do to make the amenities and the quality of life better for these people after you get the buildings all secure?
Sure. So we're going to start upgrading a handful of the unit interiors. We've got a couple of vacants right now. We're going to, you know, upgrade new paint. We're going to come in with granite countertops, stainless steel appliances. We believe the market will accept the higher finish renovation packages. We shopped the comparable properties while we were in diligence, and we know that people are paying premium rents for higher end appliance packages. And finish outs. So we're going to put subway tiles on the backsplashes in the kitchens. We're going to do the large 12 by 24 tiles in the showers, resurface the tubs, new paint on the walls. So really, we're just refreshing, our first handful of make-readies to command that market premium. As far as exterior amenities, what we're going to do is there was a pool on the property previously that the prior owner filled in. We're going to go in and create a nice new a deck, so kind of a gathering space for the residents with a new pergola. And then we're also going to add a water fountain feature. We could probably get that done for a couple thousand bucks. But again, just really gives a nice feeling of tranquility and peacefulness in this garden style setting. So, and then one more thing, there were two community laundry rooms. We are going to convert one of them into a leasing office, and we're going to upgrade the second laundry room with newer machines. And we're also going to up the charges for the laundry. Right now, they're very, very much under market. So again, a newer, brighter, more functional laundry room for the residents, which we expect will, you know, translate into increased usage and increased income.
Well, I'll tell you what, it sounds great, Scott. I'm excited to see that the real estate business is back to what it started out to be, which is an opportunity to help people. Remember, you can have whatever you want in life if you can help other people get what they need. And this is going to be 24 families are going to be living in a much better place. And a neighborhood's going to be happy that it's a much better place. So congratulations to you. And I can't wait to see the end product because I know the types of renovations you're talking about, and it's going to be beautiful. Plus, I saw the pictures of your last place, so I know it looks great. Thanks for coming on today. The rest of you out there, guys, I brought these people on this week because I wanted you to see that if you've been sitting on the sidelines thinking, I'd like to get into some of these deals, but they just haven't looked good, well, it's time. I've been telling you for a long time it was going to happen. Now it's happened. We're in the middle of it. If you don't take action now, you're going to miss out on it. So you need to get in here now and get going. Think about being a passive investor. And on his old deal, even during COVID, they made like an average of 50% a year on the deal. This deal right here, if he does the renovations he's talking about, this could easily be a 100% return type deal. So it's one of those things that you've waited and it was wise to do so, but now it's not. Now it's time to take action. You've got to get in here. You've got to get educated, and then you can get involved in these deals as they come out and start to show up all over the place. Again, Scott, thank you for coming in. I really appreciate it. And sharing your stories with everybody, I will have you back when this deal has come to completion. And you, like you said, you'll be looking for another deal as soon as that happens. But we want to make sure we get this one completed first. The rest of you out there, remember this. It's not just money. It's quality of lifestyle. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.